word.
Hear these words from the book of Mark, chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the word from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So there was this little elderly lady. She was known around her community as having faith. Some would say that she had great faith. Every morning she would walk out on her front porch and she would stand there and she'd say, "Praise the Lord!" She had a next door neighbor. He was an atheist. It made him so mad. How dare that woman come out here and do that stuff? Praise the Lord! One day he had had enough. He came out as she did every morning. Stood there with this big smile on her face. She looked up towards heaven. "Praise the Lord!" He goes, "Shut up! There ain't no God." So I've been reprimanded by a 3-year-old. Times got a little tough for the elderly lady. And she fell on hard times. And one day she walked out on the front porch and she said, "Praise the Lord! I need some help, God. Please send me some groceries. Praise the Lord!" She went back in the house. The next morning, she walks out on her front porch and she notices this big sack full of groceries. And she says, "Praise the Lord!" And her next door neighbor jumped out from behind the bush and said, "Aha! I told you there ain't no God. I went and bought those groceries." Little lady started jumping, started raising her hands. She said, "Praise the Lord! He brought me groceries and made the devil pay for them." Have you ever wondered what grips the attention of God? the one thing that gets God's attention more than anything else. It's faith. Now, some people would say, okay, faith, no big deal. But believe it or not, there are many levels of faith. Did you know that? How many of you didn't really realize that? Raise your hand. Thank you, because if nobody raised their hand, the sermon would have been over. There is weak faith. You know that type of faith where we say we've got faith, but when it comes right down to it, we've got to go take care of it because we don't think God's going to be able to deal with it. There is strong faith. You know what? As we go through these different levels of faith, think to yourself where you are there, okay? There's strong faith. It's faith that God will take care of things no matter what they are. There's bold faith. That's a faith that is so sure that God will take care of it that we know that all we have to do is say something one time and we know that God is going to take care of all of that. There's abiding faith, a faith that just continues on and on and on and on and on. There's unwavering faith. That's faith knowing that no matter where we are in our life, God is with us. There's all different kinds of faith. But there's great faith. Now think about that for a second. Great faith. So how do we get great faith? How do we get a faith like this woman in this passage today? How do we receive faith? How do we make sure our faith is a great faith in God? Do you even know how to get great faith? How many of you don't know? Just quick. Thank you for raising your hands. Once again, we would have been done with the sermon. This text this morning gives us instructions on what great faith is. So let's take the woman for the prime example. She acted out of desperation. I want you to put yourself in her shoes this morning. Here is a woman who has a child who is deathly ill. If that were you, and your child was that ill, how many of us would blow it off? How many of us would accept the first diagnosis and let it go? How many of us would think, oh, well, they'll get better? I would venture to say that none of us would. Because you see, there's something about our children that turn us into this person that becomes unrelenting and will go to every ounce of energy to see our children healed, right? I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that our child is the most important thing in our life other than our God, right? And our husbands and our wives. And I know for a fact because I've had it happen. to see your child laying there in that bed and not being able to do a dadgum thing. You're going to go to every end to save that child. Here we have a Greek woman. Here we have a woman. And here we have someone of a different religion. And she knows that the only way her child is going to be healed is that if Jesus does it. So she goes to all ends to ensure the healing of her daughter. Well, what do you mean, preacher? The Bible says she just went up there and asked him. She was a Greek, y'all. To the Jewish community, a Greek was a heathen. They had no religion. They were right down there about that far beneath the earthworm. Because you see, if you weren't Jewish, then you didn't have any chance of knowing God. So think about it. Think about being her walking into this place, knowing that everyone is staring at you, wanting to know, what the heck is he doing here? Don't she know she's not welcome? And the fact that she was a woman speaking to a man. And we already know about that, about the woman at the well. And even she was questioning why Jesus was talking to her because she was a woman, because women didn't talk to men. So now she's broken rule number two. How dare you walk in, let alone speak to a man, but speak to a rabbi? I don't think so, Scooter. And the fact that she was Greek, that meant that she was one of the mythology people that had multiple gods. How dare you? Oh, that's right. Your gods can't do anything, so now you're coming to ours. You ever thought that? You ever thought that way? So she had those things going against her, but yet she still came. Then there were a couple of other things that was going on there. You see, what would have happened if she had come in and said, Lord, Lord, my daughter has been ill for so many years. Please heal her. And Jesus said, ignored her. Turned his head. What if Jesus had done this and walked away? What if Jesus had been silent? That's worse than being insulted. Then there were the disciples. I mean, it was no secret. It's no secret to us how protective Jesus' bouncers were. I mean, they were mean. They didn't even want the little kids coming to Jesus. What if when she went to Jesus and was just about there, and Peter to win? Y'all ever seen that commercial about Ocean Spray? The cranberry juice one where they're standing out in the little marsh thing. And the young guy's playing the antioxidant. And they throw the dodgeballs. And he jumps in front of them. That's Peter jumping in front of all of those people that come to Jesus for help. What if the disciples had stopped her before she ever got to him? But one of the most confusing things about this text is the next one. Jesus has actually responded to her. And I don't care who you are, when you read that, that sounds a little harsh. That don't sound like the loving Jesus we know. You don't deserve to eat from the same table as the children. In other words, you don't deserve the blessings that are poured out on God's children. Why should I help you? But you know what? And think about this. We've all been there in our faith, right? We've been to that point where we didn't feel like we belonged. You ever thought about not asking God for something in faith because you didn't think it was worthy? God's got better things to deal with than my plea. We've all been there. Have you ever asked God for something in faith and got no response? I'm not afraid to say, yeah, I have. That's scary when there's silence. You ever had one of God's bouncers jump in front of you and tell you that your request wasn't worth going before God with? That it was selfish? You know, you confide in a brother or sister about something that's going on in your life and you're praying to God about it and they kind of go, pfft. You know what was so great about this woman's faith? Was her response. You see, her faith was being tested in all of this. How strong is your faith? Are you going to continue to ask for this? And her response was, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the children's table. In other words, even those that aren't in that community still receive blessings and answers. I wish I had a big old whiteboard up here. Because it would be one of those big old check marks. Her faith was so great that after Jesus said what he said and her reply to him, Jesus stops and turns and looks at her and said, because of your answer. In layman's terms, it's this. Woman, because of your great faith, you need to go home because your daughter's healed. If we have such a great faith in Christ, nothing, repeat after me, nothing is impossible. If we do like the lady, the woman did, and we avoid those hurdles and those setbacks in our lives that tell us that we're not worthy, or our request isn't worthy, or how dare you. If we go through those tests with our faith, we have a great faith, and God is faithful to the faithful. What this woman taught us is this. Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. Did you get that? I'm going to say it again. Listen. Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. Because you see, there's no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. If you don't remember anything that I say or anything that happened here today, remember this. Faith begins where man's power ends. Faith begins where man's power ends. Let's pray. Father,